up to urinate. Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I woke up on the cement floor this morning. My head felt like somebody been a-walking on it. I don't know how.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Sunday, May 25th. It sounds like our music's a little haywire, but I'm sure we'll recover from that. And I'd like to invite you, if you've been entertaining the thought of investigating, exploring, or using commercial procedures and commercial remedies, if you're tired of arguing with the United States and its agents and you'd like to go to peace, then you might wish to drop a line to the next retreat at hush.com, that's all one word, and request an application for the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat in June. That's a 5-day, very comprehensive event. The material is organized to provide template remedies for people to consider for virtually any sort of commercial challenge that comes their way, whether it be an indictment or a tax bill or a regular bill, a local or federal. And even more importantly is the networking that occurs. It's hard to explain, but the attendees tend to form lifelong relationships and find out that they're not restricted by geography to create a network of like-minded, freedom-loving men and women who support each other, who have gone to bat for each other, who have bailed each other out, and who have grown together in their various remedies and applied them in ways that you can't even begin to dream about. It's really an amazing thing to watch. That fellow who kicked butt in federal court that I discussed in January, on the January 27th program, he had been an attendee at one or two of the retreats, and it was remarkable, just remarkable, to see the speed with which he grew. When it comes to commercial remedies, he can design pretty much anything he wants to do in his head, and he can move forth with that commercially or as a sovereign, genuinely free, living man. The sky's the limit. It takes a while to get to that point. Some do it faster than others, but these retreats were designed to catalyze those events and to create a core of registered mentors who have help people, as a consequence of that, enrich themselves. We'll be back in just a moment, folks.
Pain
It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Welcome back, my friends. I appreciate you joining us tonight. And we were discussing the events of the early 20th century, which were quite significant. There was a meeting, which has been well documented, confessed to by attendees, a very highly secret meeting in which only first names were used, held on Jekyll Island, the private retreat of J.P. Morgan, and hosted by Senator Nathan Aldrich, who was, as I recall, the grandfather or the father of Abby Green Aldrich, who was married to John D. Rockefeller II. And the purpose was to create a federal banking system of some sort. And, in fact, they did. And incredible, nefarious talent and intellect of Paul Warburg, a banker from Europe, conceived of a 12-seated bank instead of a so-called central bank, of course, all reporting to the Federal Reserve Board, so it was the same thing, but 12 divisions of the Federal Reserve System, which granted this private monopoly the privilege of printing United States currency by requesting same from the engraving of U.S. Engraving Office, as I recall at the time. And when they, at that time, when they printed currency, it was at least a calculated cost of 2.6 cents per bill, and today is believed to be approximately 4 cents per bill. Then, as stated in Time magazine just a few weeks ago, they use it to buy treasury bonds and bills and securities and whatever else, treasury notes. Why is that significant? It sounds so benign against another propagandist term. They buy something with it. Well, just like a GE bond, when GE issues a bond and you give GE $9,500 for a $10,000 bond, in effect, GE has borrowed the money and must pay it back. And it's the same thing with the United States. They issue a bond or a note, and the Fed buys it. And then the Fed, again, that's a deceptive term. I say buys it, but the Fed gives Federal Reserve notes that it created at 4 cents apiece to the United States in exchange for its notes, its credit, its evidence of liability. And then the United States repurchases or pays off that debt in the future at the face value of the bill plus interest. So on a $1,000 bill printed at 4 cents, loaned to the United States and repaid at, let's say, $1,070 or so, we calculated something like a 300,000% interest in some circumstances. That's the Federal Reserve Act. And that is the majority of the $9 trillion in rising federal debt that will continue to rise. It must continue to rise. Because by keeping the country in bankruptcy, the Fed ensures the power and control of its rulers eventually to be able to get that implantable commercial chip under the skin of all the desperate, hysterical people who wish to be protected. excuse me. So how do we know the long-term plan? Well, one merely has to look at an inflation chart of the United States to understand what the plan is and how it has affected the country. The $1 in 1789 bought a steak dinner for two, and $1 in 1911 bought a steak dinner for 2.5, because as the cost of producing capital goods reduces, as the cost of equipment is paid off, it costs less to produce those goods. Basic economics, that's all you need to know about economics, at least for the 5,600 years prior to the beginning of the 20th century. Now, of course, there are securities the likes of which you would never be able to track in your life, where they've gone through 20 permutations, and you would have to have devoted your entire life to studying that fiction to even begin to understand the effect of one on another. But in general, all of them are based upon nothing. Just trading liability. Every single instrument issued and used in commerce today is evidence of liability. When you write a check, you have given a right of lien against your checking account to the party to whom you transfer the check, to the payee on the check. Federal Reserve note says it right on it, that it is a note. It is evidence of liability from the United States Treasury, indicated by the signature of the debtor on the left, to the, who signs on the right? Secretary of the Treasury. People, in fact, this might be a good time just to shift very briefly to an outtake from the tax protesters' enforcement manual. I'll get the exact title for you in a minute, but I don't want to move up. It's a PDF. I don't want to scroll up as I will lose my place. Let me just read you something here under Section 40.03. This is a manual for federal prosecutors. IRS Agents Authority is the title of this section. Illegal tax protesters sometimes raise the bizarre argument that IRS agents cannot investigate tax offenses or appear in court, blah, blah, blah. This argument is based on the startling premise that the United States has been in bankruptcy since the gold standard was eliminated. It is a startling premise. And you can either tuck your head in the sand, or you can investigate and say, why would so many thousands of people believe this at this point? Is it mass hallucination? It goes on to say, because of the alleged bankruptcy, the United States purportedly, I think this is written by a group of attorneys, purportedly has no standing to demand money or file liens. In other words, a corporation cannot order a living man, cannot injure a living man, and cannot order a living man. It has no relationship to a living man. Instead, the IMF was supposedly given the power to collect income taxes with the IRS as its depository and fiscal agent. The theory, they always like to say that, the theory is that the income taxes collected by the IRS do not go into the United States Treasury, but instead are deposited into the Federal Reserve Bank for the benefit of the IMS. Well, first of all, check the back of any check that you've paid to IRS and see if it's not stamped, FBO, Federal Reserve Bank, as I recall. It's been a long time since I've given a check to IRS, but something to that effect, as I recall. Secondly, was it not the IRS itself in Diversified Metals versus IRS and some other guy, and I can pull that case up perhaps later in the program, which stated, either in paragraph 3 or 13, as I recall, there were two remarkable statements in there, that the IRS is not an agency of the United States. However, the United States lays claims to the interpleaded funds, as I recall the quote. There was your confession, and so when they state that the IRS is an agency of the Department of the United States Department of the Treasury, what are they telling you? That the United States Department of the Treasury is not a United States agency. They cannot be. And, of course, we know by observing their function that, of course, they're not. What are they? They are the receiver of the bankruptcy. What's been reported from the Jekyll Island meeting was that the United States was given a 20-year moratorium to pay off its debt, which, of course, was impossible once the Federal Reserve Act was passed, because that act was designed to inflate the currency and thereby bring more people into the tax system under the Income Tax Act of 1913, which was passed to pay the interest on the debt. So the United States instantly, in the swoop of a pen of President Wilson, who promised he would not bring in a federal bank and immediately changed course, the United States became an enormous debtor nation. One doesn't have to be a genius to understand the significance of being a debtor. It places you in subjugation to the creditor. And the bankers believe that they are the creditors. But here's actually what happened. What happened was that Roosevelt, I believe it was March 9th of 1933, a most unsuccessful lawyer, a man who had never made more than $25,000 a year until he got into government service, who had been responsible, I believe, as Secretary of the Navy, for writing the War Powers Act of 1917 under Wilson, which is why he was so ready to alter it with the Trading with the Enemies Act in 1933, he came out with a series of measures, a blitzkrieg of statutory delusion and diversion, the likes of which the world has never seen. And at the very same time in 1933, Hitler was doing a very similar process in Germany. A fascinating parallel to watch. Hitler did it by, burning the Reichstag? And I may have that a little inaccurately. And Roosevelt did it by substituting covert measures for the overt freedom that people had believed they enjoyed at the time. And we'll show you how when we return.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Welcome back, my friends. As I was saying before the break, when Hitler burned the Reichstag, he brought to bear actually two bills, the first and second Enabling Act, and the second one, Enabling, E-N-A-B-L-I-N-G, for anyone who wants to look it up. And the second one passed, I believe it was March 22nd or 23rd of 1933. A couple of weeks after Roosevelt issued his executive order, as I recall, if the timing is correct, confiscating literally all privately held gold other than jewelry and $100 per party. And that's significant. It was this all happened within a very brief period of time, beginning on March 9th and extending out into June when H.J.R. 192, which most of you are familiar with, was passed. Basically, what happened was that Roosevelt accused the public, or at least implied that it was the public that was hoarding gold, when in fact it was the Federal Reserve that was hoarding the people's gold. And in a special session of Congress, he had a proclamation, I think it was 2038, which became known as the Act of March 9th, 1933. And that was the act that was being referred to in Senate Report 93-549, which was the declaration of a national emergency. And isn't that a parallel to the great hysterias in history that Julius Caesar and Cicero used to bring down the fall of the, to initiate the fall of the Roman Republic, and that Hitler was using that very month and in the couple of years that led up to it, with the invasion of the Sudetenland and the introduction of the brown shirts in the Sudetenland, his own people beating up those of Germanic descent to create a crisis. Oh, no government would do such a thing. Certainly the United States. The United States would not consider doing such a thing against its people. So, in a period of 2 months, he passed H.R. 192, the Emergency Banking Act, and very shortly thereafter modified the war powers, modified the Trading with the Enemies, the War Powers Act through the Trading with the Enemies Act, and confiscated all of the privately held gold. And we've seen documents indicating that that gold was shipped to Canada and shipped overseas and escorted out of the country. At that point, during this 20-year period of time, when licenses appeared, when deeds became popularized instead of land patents, and when various laws and regulations were passed, that normalized those fictitious entities. Remember, the definition of a legal fiction is a construct of law, a creation, an artificial creation, that is designed to affect an outcome of law that would otherwise be impossible. In other words, a lie. And to disguise the change in the law. And that's exactly what happened. That corporation could no longer deal with living men and women in any capacity because no one could sit there and say, you need to pay this. Payment was eliminated as a possibility. If all of your property, if your freeholding is now turned into property whose deed calls you a tenant and is filed into a county record, so that now a tax assessor has control over your property and the county attorney, among other vipers, and your car is now registered and you are placed under arrest if you fail to have a piece of paper acknowledging that you don't have a right to locomotion on the roads. In other words, a confession of being a legal fiction. And if all of your gold has been confiscated, and if a law such as H.R. 192 has been passed that states, hereafter, payment is illegal. Hereafter, any contract that purports an obligation to be repaid in gold or silver is null and void, and the only solution to the commercial problem is discharge, meaning a mutual recognition that will forgive the debt, or at least postpone it until our Savior returns, then this has been a drastic alteration, a new deal, the likes of which the world has never seen. Not just a forceful confiscation, but a clandestine, covert confiscation of all of your family's wealth and a substitution of discharge as the legal entity under which all of your life operates. The debt persists, but that's because you no longer have anything of value to pay with. You don't own the property. You don't have gold. You don't have silver. All you have is a dictate that pieces of paper, that evidence liability, will now become the operational currency of your life. We'll be back in a moment, folks. Please don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friends. Before we continue, let me just mention that if you need a commercially trained notary, a competent notary, someone who's involved in these procedures and understands the risks and benefits, then you might wish to send an email to Notary Depot, D-E-P-O-T, all one word, Notary Depot, at hush.com. Especially for educational purposes and foreclosure situations, let me mention a particular mentoring group by the name of Hope Source, and their email address is BICStudyClub at MSN.com, MSN.com. And if you'd like to make a contribution to Eddie Kahn, Eddie was not a practitioner of commercial remedies, but nonetheless, hopefully our heart goes out to him, then that can be made through his wife, Kookie Kahn, K-O-O-K-I-E-K-A-H-N, P.O. Box 27, Tim Nath, T-I-M-N-A-T-H, Colorado, 80547. And we're trying to arrange a seminar, at least help to arrange a seminar, for Keith Edwards, who you might know as Keith Livingway, formerly of the Cancelatura process and now into some very inventive, sovereign, procedures and understanding that I would suggest might be great information and training on your pathway to claiming your legacy. So that said, when you have a corporation, as the United States has proven to be by its own confession, it can't charge a man with anything. It can't have a relationship, really, with a man other than its stockholders. And so an absolutely brilliant scheme was devised. The sheer brilliance of this is astounding. And if it wasn't so satanic, it would be admirable. And the scheme was to create a name similar to yours, so you would just make the leap of faith that it is you. An amazing, amazing idea. I really wonder in history where they got that from. To think that that would be original imagination is just astounding, that Paul Warburg or someone else would have been that brilliant. But when you engage an attorney about this discussion, you might want to ask him, what possible system of law could be in effect when the only legal currency for purchasing a tangible good or for an actual service is a note, evidence of liability? Could that be in any system other than bankruptcy? You might want to ask him, why does every will, ask him if he's ever examined wills, and get an estate attorney and ask him, how come in every will and power of attorney and healthcare proxy I've ever seen, the name of the party is in uppercase letters? What the heck's that about? Oh, well, that's just the way we've done it. Really, why do you do it that way? Did not the former president of the corporation state that it all depends on how you define the word is? What gives? That can't be an accident. And how come my driver's license is in uppercase? And how come every bank's computer in the nation is only capable of uppercase letters, and every insurance carrier, and every DMV, and every government agency, and every court except a few that have wised up? Simple. Because that entity, that trust, which is represented by that fiction name and all of its parameters, and the Social Security number attributed to it, that account, which was created when Mom applied for a certificate of live birth, is the entity that is being charged and communicated with in every circumstance. And if you don't believe it, get out a magnifying glass and look at the signature line on the checks if your bank printed them as opposed to a private printer. And you'll see it says something like authorized representative or authorized signature in microprint. No accident, folks. Why do you think the signature cards of banks now say U.S. person? You're confessing to be a U.S. person. Why do you think in all those cases I've discussed on the air, they can drag a guy in handcuffs for failure to appear and have a prosecutor screaming for hundreds of thousands in cash bail or millions in cash bail, and the judge lets him go after a tussle on his signature on an appearance bond? Because that's what they seek, is your confession to being a United States person. That's what they need to proceed and for them to be able to go home and share dinner with their family without puking at the table every night, those who are in the know. Title 27 of the Code of Federal Regulations, Section 72.11, states, commercial crimes, any of the following types of crimes, in parenthesis, federal or state, semicolon, offenses against the revenue laws, that's number one, of course, burglary, commercial crime, counterfeiting, forgery, kidnapping. Kidnapping is a commercial crime. Why? Because of the marriage license, the covenant between a man and a woman and the state, specifically excluding the Lord, that transfers the profits and proceeds of the marriage to the state. You kidnap, you remove productivity and property from the state. Its chattel that's been inventoried has been stolen off the shelves. Larceny, robbery, illegal sale or possession of deadly weapons, prostitution, white slaving, keeping house of ill fame. Well, house of ill fame, I think they're talking about the White House. And like offenses, extortion, swindling, incompetence, games, and attempting to commit, conspiring to commit, or compounding any of the foregoing crimes. All crime is commercial. I used to say all crime in the United States is commercial. It's impossible for a living man to be in the United States. How can you be in a fiction corporation? Show me the registered borders. Where would you be deporting me from, Judge? The United States. Oh, really? Well, can you show me the geographic registered borders of that so I'll know that I'm in it to be deported from it? Excuse me. Title 28 of United States Code, Section 2041, which is entitled Deposit of Monies in Pending or Adjudicated Cases, says all monies paid into any court of the United States or received by the officers thereof in any case pending or adjudicated in such court shall be forthwith deposited with the Treasurer of the United States or a designated depositary in the name and to the credit of such court. What's that all about? That is about the banks keeping inventory on their property. When a promissory note is paid to a court for a case that is pending or adjudicated, those funds must be placed on deposit, and if the official does not, then the official has moved outside his or her oath of office to the corporation and is acting as a rogue in violation of public policy. Public policy, for all intents and purposes, is, who needs public policy when you have law? No one. But when you don't have law, you need policy. Public policy, in a nutshell, is HJR 192. It is the premise that we possess no assets, therefore, he who makes the charge must pay the bill. The United States holds the assets, the Department of Treasury is tending those assets as a receiver, and as holding the assets, it must pay all the liabilities. You can't put a man in prison and take away all of his property and then tell him to pay for his dinner. He'll starve to death. You can do it, but that would be murder. And eventually you would hang from one of those lampposts outside Washington, D.C. And so the prison pays for the food, the clothing, and the shelter of that prisoner. The United States pays for the food, clothing, and shelter of its citizens, of its 14th Amendment citizens, because they have been deprived of the ability to pay for themselves. Here is what Congressman Lewis McFadden said, excuse me if I can find it here, about the Federal Reserve Bank in 1934. The former chairman of the House Banking and Currency Committee, arguably the most knowledgeable man in the world on banking and currency, who on May 23rd of 1933 formally charged the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve Bank System and the Controller of the Currency and the Secretary of the United States Treasury for a whole bunch of crimes, including conspiracy, fraud, unlawful conversion, and treason. Now, imagine that charge being levied and never acted upon, still pending in committee. And he said in his opening line to Congress, "Mr. Chairman, we have in this country one of the most corrupt institutions the world has ever known. I refer to the Federal Reserve Board and the Federal Reserve Banks hereinafter called the Fed. Strong words indeed. The Fed has cheated the government of these United States and the people of the United States out of enough money to pay the nation's debt. The depredations and inquiries of the Fed has cost enough money to pay the national debt several times over. Of course, because they're the ones who are collecting the interest on the debt and holding the property. And that's why commercial procedures work. Not all the time, but they work. Because we are not responsible for the discharge. They are. And we now have in our hands the methods for ensuring that the discharge can or should occur in the public view by utilizing set-off and tax remedies behind the scenes. Those set-offs are executed. A set-off is just what the term says. It is let's talk about acceptance for value and you see what set-off is. When I ask the question, what does acceptance for value mean, most people raise their hand and answer, well, you're accepting something in the amount that they're presenting it to you. You know, it has value. Acceptance for value is a commercial term that simply means that you are setting off the charge against a prepaid account. So, for instance, if someone owes you $10,000 and then they come and work on your house and they give you a bill for $1,000, will you pay the $1,000 or will you ask them to set it off against the $10,000 they owe you? Obviously, you'll ask them to set it off against the large debt they owe you. That's a set-off. The banks would have you believe that they are the creditors. But when you paid them through your ancestors all of your family's gold and property and lost control over your property, you paid for all of the extravagances that society can conceive thereafter for all time until the return of the Savior or all of the debt is forgiven by the return of some substantive money. And that's the foundation upon which the BIC system and the commercial procedures we execute is based. The prepaid account. Well, I see no evidence of a prepaid account, Sam. Show it to me. Let me ask you something. Do you think billions of dollars of gold was carried into Federal Reserve branch banks all across the country and no one kept books on it? Do you think it's an accident and coincidence that when the Secretary of the Treasury resigns or passes away, he's replaced in less than 7 days with no debate before Congress in every circumstance? Do you think it's an accident that the money in your pocket does not say redeemable in gold and silver? You think it's just happenstance that when you pay for a tangible good with a piece of paper that says a note and evidence is a liability, that both parties simply assume that it's paid? And do you think it's even possible for a corporate court acting as a subdivision of the United States Federal Corporation to order a man to pay a liability when the federal corporation's own regulations state that discharge is the law of the land? Having prepaid everything that this society can construct, and having pledged our labor to back it up, the evidence of that being the birth certificate in your possession or the certificate of live birth, in which you were enrolled in the system of commerce, and further evidence being that the Federal Reserve notes are only good because they're backed by what? What have you been told? The full faith and credit of the American people, not the United States citizens, the American people. It is assumed that your full faith and credit backs those bills. Whether or not, when the birth certificate reaches the Department of Commerce, currency is issued in its name, it's irrelevant. You have to go by what you see. The evidence is before your eyes. Someone, one of these attorneys has been circulating an email that H.R. 192 has been repealed. Who cares? Read the codes. The codes evidence its presence, and I ask you this. Has the gold and silver been returned, or are you still paying with Federal Reserve notes? We'll be back to wrap up this segment in a moment, my friends. And I appreciate you putting up with my pontificating here for 2 hours.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Welcome back, my friends. One of the callers tonight, my apologies for not going to the phones, and for some this program probably is very boring, but certainly for the attendees of the retreat and newcomers around the world, it's essential information. Someone called in and asked me to repeat the name of the Senate report, 93-549, a must-read, very enlightening. In fact, I authored part of a book based upon that report at one time. It was a most enlightening report for me to read the very first time. So what happens when a court makes you a presentment? You're looking at a commercial court in which whatever request they're making of you is reimbursable to you for the reasons we've just discussed, because it is your credit, your loan of all the assets to the United States that perpetuated it into this monolith of goodness and destruction, an enigma, just like the entire world has been since Adam and Eve were banished instead of being killed from the Garden of Eden. And so when a court makes a presentment to you, what they're really seeking is revealed to you in Matthew chapter 5, verse 25, as I recall. And many of you listening certainly understand what that is. It's an acceptor. Agree with thine adversary quickly whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Or if you're a fan of the Messianic Bible, be well-minded with your opponent promptly while you are on the way with him, lest your opponent deliver you to the judge, and the judge to the officer, and you be thrown into prison, and you won't get out until you've paid your last penny. It's a universal concept, one that we have learned to ignore. Agree with thine enemy. And the reason, in a modern sense, is because the country is being operated under the Insurrection and Rebellion Acts of 1861, 62, and 63. Those would be the, I can't believe it's escaping me at the moment, but the conscription and, certainly the Conscription Act of 1863 and the Confiscation Act of 1861 and the Second Confiscation Act, I believe, of 1862. That's the operational law for this country, and it's been codified and well hidden. But the country exists in a state of perpetual pseudo-martial law, sort of a hybrid. And when the government comes calling through the courts, that instrument is redeemable for whoever stands in its pathway and accepts it. And we will talk about that concept of acceptance at the beginning of next week's program, and how you handle that first 5 minutes, whether you let an attorney intervene on your behalf or you stand there and take control as the judge, will determine probably the rest of your life. Thank you for joining me tonight, and I hope to see you next Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the next edition of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. The phone lines will be open at that time. We'll keep it lively. And thank you for letting me share this introduction with you. Good night and God bless, folks.
Men